This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Human Rights Watch report on last year's deadly explosion at the port of Beirut, Lebanon, says some senior Lebanese officials were aware of the risks of storing a highly explosive material there. 214 people died when 2,750 tons of improperly stored ammonium nitrate, blew up after 6 years in a warehouse. Thousands of people were injured and parts of the city were destroyed. Human Rights Watch concluded in its report that numerous Lebanese authorities, including caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab and state security head Tony Saliba, were criminally negligent under Lebanese law. It called on the United Nations to launch an investigation. It also accused those officials of trying to impede an ongoing investigation. A year into the probe, investigators have yet to determine who ordered the chemicals and why officials repeatedly disregarded internal warnings of their danger. There was no immediate comment from Prime Minister Diab, but Saliba said his agency did all it could legally, including filing legal reports warning officials. A new report by the U.S. Defense Department says more than 2 years after the collapse of its self-declared caliphate, the Islamic State terror group appears to be trying to rebuild its army in the eastern Syrian desert using children and teenagers smuggled out of displaced persons' camps. In particular, the report warned that despite a series of crackdowns by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, ISIS, also known as ISIS, or also known as Daesh, retains significant influence in many of the camps. The report said the group targets the most susceptible boys for recruitment. More on that's available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations aid chief Martin Griffiths said on Tuesday that 200,000 people have been displaced by fighting in Ethiopia's Amhara region and 54,000 in its Afar region. In recent weeks, fighting has spread in the two regions neighboring Tigray, where a war erupted 8 months ago between Ethiopia's central government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Griffiths told reporters in Addis Ababa that the UN needs 100 trucks a day going into Tigray to meet humanitarian needs. He said that number was calculated and not overestimated. The UN says that around 400,000 people are living in famine conditions in Tigray, and more than 90% of the population needs emergency food aid. The United Nations Children's Agency, or UNICEF, warned last week that more than 100,000 children in Tigray could suffer life-threatening malnutrition in the next 12 months. That's 10 times the normal amount. The British Navy reported the potential hijack of a ship Tuesday in the Gulf of Oman off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. A spokesman for the British Foreign Ministry said in a statement Tuesday, "We are urgently investigating an incident on a vessel off the UAE coast." Earlier Tuesday, four oil tankers, also off the coast of the UAE, reported their ships were not under command. This according to marinetraffic.com. That usually means a ship has lost power and can no longer be steered. Last week, a drone attacked an oil tanker off Oman that left two people dead. The United States, UK, and Israel blame Iran for the attack. Those incidents have all taken place near the Strait of Hormuz, which is straddled by the UAE and Iran. An estimated one-fifth of the world's oil passes through this strait. There have been a series of hijackings and explosions in the area since 2019, including mine attacks the U.S. says were perpetrated by Iran. The Pentagon building, home to the U.S. Department of Defense, was temporarily on lockdown Tuesday after gunshots were fired near the entrance, resulting in multiple people injured. The Arlington County Fire Department reported multiple patients. It wasn't clear if the patients had been shot, and the extent of their injuries were unknown. The Pentagon Protection Force reported that the incident took place around 11 a.m. local time at a bus stop just steps from the Pentagon building. It tweeted the news and requested that people avoid the area. The Pentagon is in Arlington, Virginia, just across the river from Washington, D.C. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.